Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farmers Insurance.
This is a special edition of Ag Bioscience. Welcome, and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, CEO of Agrinovis Indiana, and this is the podcast where we explore all things Ag Bioscience, the people, the products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. Innovation is something often discussed, but often under-executed. Earlier this year, the ag bioscience economy witnessed a powerful commitment to cross-sector innovation when global ag giant Corteva announced plans to create a new low-carbon fuel with oil giant Chevron. Inspiring more of those cross-sector innovations holds tremendous opportunity for creating the economy of the future faster. Today's guest is laser-focused on making that happen with a new event that begins in less than 24 hours. He is here. This is an awesome story. Welcome, Toph Day, CEO of Elevate Ventures and the mastermind behind the Rally Innovation Conference in Indianapolis. Toph, good to see you. Welcome back to Ag Bioscience.
Thank you so much, Mitch. I'm so stoked to be here. It is amazing to think that literally in less than 24 hours, we're going to be kicking this puppy off.
It is incredible. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you stepping away from all of the mad dash scramble that is unlikely underway. Look, we're expecting more than 3,000 attendees from around the globe coming to Indianapolis. 3-day event focused on cross-sector innovation. Toph, you got to share more about Rally and why you and the team said this is the thing we want to create, this first of a kind event.
You know, if not now, then when, right? And so, absolutely. I mean, the short story is, the world is moving faster than ever. How in the Agrinovis sense, like, how are we going to feed the world?
Right.
How do we innovate on ag and on food? And so these things aren't like nice to haves. These are must have things that we've got to do. And so the world's moving faster than ever. I think that the lines between sectors are just quickly fading away. If someone wants to build a company and you think about the advancements in food production, for example, you're talking about things that have to do with molecules,
totally,
to hard tech, to software, to, you know, robotics, and all in between. And so being able to intentionally bring together disparate stakeholders, you know, across these sectors is critical. And so that's why we all started Rally, right? Is to focus intentionally on cross-sector, disparate stakeholders, and that enables creative collisions to move faster than we ever thought before.
Well, I remember, Toph, it's been over a year ago. You and I sat down and you're like, hey, man, I got this crazy idea.
Have a name, right?
Yeah, they didn't have a name. It was a thing. Right. Like, what if we're going to bring these people together? We're going to do this, be thousands of people. Yeah. We're going to talk cross-sector innovation. Here we are. We're going to wake up one more time and Rally is going to be here. For those that aren't familiar with Rally, give us an idea. What can people expect? What's the agenda? What experiences are you creating?
Yep. So high level, I just got chills, Mitch. So high level, the experience we're trying to create for people is there's going to be so many options and things for you to do that you're not going to know what to do. And that means several things. Well, actually a whole bunch of things. So number one, we have a pitch competition, up to $5 million pitch competition across 5 sectors for software, hard tech, healthcare, ag and food, and sports tech.
All right. We got to stop there just for a second. So $1 million just to food and ag will be given away this week.
Yes.
Awarded.
There's one catch. So they could win. So the winner could win. And the confetti falls and they get these custom trophies we had made that got made over in 16 Tech Amp Space.
Awesome.
And so they could get the trophy. But to get the $1 million, they do have to move here for 1 year.
I love it.
For up to 1 year.
I love it.
And now, of course, we're going to sell them on why they should stay. But all of these companies are where we can add real value throughout Indiana, right? With all of our different partners, corporations, and organizations. And so to be eligible for that up to $1 million, they do have to move here for 1 year. Okay. And we're going to find a spot for them.
I completely sidelined you. Yeah. So you're going back to the agenda. So you got it. We're giving away $5 million, one in food and ag.
Yep, one in food and ag. So there were 443 pitch applications from 38 countries that applied for these. Is that insane?
It's incredible.
So we had over 50 advisors from across the globe that whittled those down to 25 finalists from 8 countries. So that's our finalist group. That's number one. So that's one of the world's largest pitch competitions. I'm only aware of one other pitch competition that's that large. The second thing is investors and companies. So last count I looked at, which is a couple weeks ago, we were way over 160. We were probably in a roughly 200 VCs from across the globe converging on Rally, which is awesome. I think there's like around 400 separate companies that are startups, scale-ups, and corporates. And corporates include people are going to be there from companies like AWS and Microsoft, all the way down to companies that are pre-revenue that nobody's ever heard of.
Sure.
Then we're going to also activate a demo arena. And in the demo arena, we're bringing in a company called Braindate. And I'm super excited about this. So you could go in there as a domain expert in all things ag and food, right? And you sign up as a host in the Braindate Center and say, hey, I'm Mitch Fraser. I'm the CEO of Agrinovus. And I can talk to you about any of these topics and set a meeting with me. These things are selling out as fast as people are setting them up. It's insane, right? So this is that creative collisions.
Right.
So guide your own journey. The other thing that's happening that we're excited about is over 220 speakers. And so I want to mention a few of the keynotes that we have coming in. So we have Crystal Washington, who's a futurist. She's going to kick us off tomorrow. Going to be absolutely amazing. Then we have Victoria Arlen, an incredible story about perseverance, which is all, that's what innovation is all about, right?
Absolutely.
You're going to fail, succeed. That's WD-40, right?
Right.
39
yeah,
times.
That's exactly right.
And then who's going to wrap us up tomorrow? I think it's Victor Huang is going to wrap us up tomorrow. The next day, Guy Raz is going to kick us off. And then we have Meng Cheng and Scott Dorsey are going to do a fireside chat. And we have Moira Gunn. She's from California, does Biotech Nation podcast. She's one of our speakers in the afternoon. And then Friday, we're going to kick off with Peyton Manning, and we're going to close it down with Magic Johnson.
So I got to say on Thursday,
yep.
It's first time ever for me that yeah. Peyton Manning is opening for Food and Ag Sessions, just yeah. in case anybody's trying to mark your calendar. So Peyton Manning opens for Agrinovus yep. And on the Ag Bioscience discussion at 10 o'clock
yep.
on Thursday,
yep.
be there, be square. You have Brooke Cunningham, the new chief strategy officer at Corteva, incredibly brilliant. We have a principal.
I'm so excited to see what she does coming into Corteva, right? It's going to be amazing.
She is amazing. Yeah. Largest pure play ag company in the world.
Yeah.
I'm going to do amazing things. Jeff Simmons.
Yep.
Bold, visionary, you know, completed an IPO and then less than 2 years later makes a $7 billion acquisition of Bayer Animal Health, making the company the second largest animal health company in the world. And then a principal from S2G, huge food and ag investor out of Chicago.
That's amazing.
And then Magic Johnson's the closer for us.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
That's insane. And that's all in one panel, right? And it's going to happen in a time frame of one. That's insane. That's insane value.
10 o'clock on Thursday.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Bam.
All right, Toph, one more question before we jump into a break. I'm already seeing people moving around, right? People are building their booths on the show floor.
Yep.
All of this is happening. You're talking with folks. Your hands are dirty. You've been working. Like, what are you hearing? I mean, what's the buzz in the show floor? What's the buzz when you're talking with speakers who are in town?
So I think a couple high-level things. Number one, people are shocked at all the different people who are coming. As they look at the app that we launched a few days ago, when they're looking in the app of the people who are coming and looking at these panels, like the panel that you've created, it's beyond their wildest dreams that there's going to be this many people cross-sector one place at one time. And so they're almost like giddy. It's almost like their 16th birthday or the 21st birthday or something. They're just giddy with it, right? We're getting ready to walk in here in just a couple hours and go make sure all the mics work on the main stage. So when people show up, you know, there's no technical difficulties. But then here also this evening from 6 to 8, we're going to have all the finalists, the judges and investors over at High Alpha on the rooftop. So everybody starts to get to know each other.
Yeah.
And so I think it's the sheer excitement of people haven't been to a conference where they can meet so many people outside of their circle of comfort. And that is where magic happens. And maybe that's pun intended.
I absolutely love it. We're going to dig deeper into how Rally came to be and the role of AgBioscience in the event. We'll do it right after this. We'll take a quick break. Agrinovus and AgBioscience is supported by Indiana Farmers Insurance.
Whether your farm is your business, your hobby, or your passion, you and your farm are one of a kind. Each is unique and requires just the right insurance coverage options. Indiana Farmers Insurance has been protecting farmers for more than 145 years, and together with your local independent insurance agent, today we deliver insurance solutions for your farm, business, home, and vehicles. Insurance can be complicated, so it's important to have a trusted expert who will guide you through your insurance experience. We partner with only the best agents, and like us, most of our agencies have been serving customers for generations. Beyond the basics, we have many other coverages available to match your needs. Our agency partners are experts and can tailor just the right coverages for your farm, business, home, or auto. Come visit us at indianafarmers.com and discover why Indiana Farmers Insurance is the right choice for you. We're proud supporters of Ag Bioscience, and we're here to help you protect what matters most.
Welcome back to a special edition of Ag Bioscience. We're talking with Toph Day, CEO of Elevate Ventures and the mastermind behind the Rally Innovation Conference. Toph, 3-day event, starts tomorrow, been in the works for, I think, well over a year. Share more about how you stepped back, relative new CEO at the time, into Elevate Ventures, and you said, you know, this is a thing, and not only is this a thing, we have to create these cross-sector collisions. How did ag bioscience become one of the key areas that you felt like had to be a part of this?
Well, I mean, the first thing I think about, and I wish I could remember your exact quote, Mitch, but you said something to me probably, 10 months ago that hit hard, but it's like, this is the only sector that touches every human on the planet every single day.
I love it.
And it's true.
It's true.
It's 100% true. And then you start to think about what that really means. And just imagine if we saw some of it with COVID, but you just think about what happens with the disruption in the supply chain, mm-hmm. and how fast society can just turn into chaos, right? Or as the population continues to grow, how do we more efficiently feed people? Droughts, floods, hurricanes, you know, all kinds of natural phenomenons. This is real stuff.
It is.
And that we've got to think about. What the Colorado River? People are fighting over that water, right? And it's has to all be renegotiated, because there's some people that have no water.
Right.
And so what's going to happen with that? And all those fields and almond fields and all those different types of agriculture fields, that what if those went away? Or what if they were disrupted for 6 months? We're talking potential catastrophe.
Right.
The fire we just had in Maui, yeah. Right? And so these are real things, right? Shrimp production. One of the finalists, they're doing a vaccination on food for fish, for shrimp and fish, right? They're looking at that because disease is a big issue, mm-hmm. right? Remember the company that was in town? I was in here, I think, last time.
Right.
And they're doing the train car, right?
That's right.
The train car shrimp.
Araya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so— These aren't nice to have. So we'll just try to go do a little innovation. These are a little critical to our way of life.
Without a doubt.
And if it doesn't start with food and water, then there's nothing else.
None of the rest of it matters. I mean, we talk about this and we can look back in history. I know you're a history buff. You love these things. But depending on who you look at and what philosopher, historian you look to, we're, 3 to 6 meals or 3 to 6 days away from anarchy.
Yeah.
I mean, food is at the center. Food security is at the center of national security. The places where food security is not at the top of the list, national security is at risk. And look, on behalf of this entire industry, Tove, thanks for bringing this to the forefront, because we have to be a place. Challenge and opportunity. You talked about all the challenges that exist. Two sides of the same coin, challenge and opportunity. And the innovator is that one right in between that can bring those two things together, can find opportunity amidst challenge, and go create blockbuster unicorn companies.
Yeah, that's 100%. I think it's interesting so we think about how fast things have progressed in just, let's just say, so I grew up on a farm, right?
Yeah, right.
So I went to college at 17 years old. What I have forgotten about agriculture, how to grow, like we had 5 acres of garden on our farm. We grew everything.
Yeah.
I canned corn. We did it all. Beets. We made our own strawberry jam. I couldn't do that today.
Right.
I've forgotten how to do that. That's a scary thought, right? And so, self-sufficiency, right? If some of these things ever came to fruition and anarchy happened in 3 to 6 days, like having more ways for people to be fed efficiently closer to the source.
Right.
Right. And for that whatever it is, vegetables or grain or fish or whatever, to be grown in a more efficient way, it just has to be done.
We talked earlier, Tove, about the $5 million in venture that's up for grabs. Now, you went out, I know this personally, you went out and raised most of that money, phone calls, shoe leather, you were doing it. As you approached investors, give us a sense for what they said, give us a sense for their appetite, and then maybe a quick flyover of some of the finalists that'll pitch for that $5 million.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think people are just totally excited about all these. If you look at those 443 companies that applied, number one, they're all winners.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. And it is so hard to even take them down to 25, and then it's going to be even harder to take it to a winner. Like literally, they're all winners. Some of the technologies that people are doing out there are insane, right? There's someone who's taking mushrooms and making polymer. Making black polymer, because that's a hard thing to do, make black polymer. All the different technologies are insane. So I think the investors are excited, because it's also like a rising tide lifts all boats. And so bringing additional companies, right, to the state, it helps everyone, right? It increases the talent pool. It increases the cross-sector disparate stakeholder, right, like idea sharing about how people go to market, different go-to-market models, different types of engineers, different people using different things in AI. And so I think that's the sheer excitement, that it adds a whole new set of ingredients, right, to this pie that we're making.
Yeah, it's it'll be interesting to see, right? Not just 6 days from now or 6 weeks now, for 6 months from now and 6 years from now, those initial collisions, those cross-sector interactions that happened in 2023 at Rally.
And we have all the markers set already. You're all set, ready to go to track.
That's so good.
I don't even know how many data points it is, but our team has at least 100 data points set to track, you know, the success of all this. And we look back in 3, 5, 10 years and follow all these companies and see what happened. It's going to be amazing.
Well, you're already looking at the future. The team's already building the data system to capture the insights. I don't want to get too far ahead. We got 3 days ahead of us to get through, but I do want to look forward a bit. What are you thinking about? What's the next year look like? And what have you learned from year one?
Yep. So I'm going to go to 10 years and I'm going to come backwards.
Sure.
So in 10 years, we should have 100,000 people converging on Rally. Hands down, no questions asked. Now let's go to next year. What I'm really excited about is the corporate, I believe the corporate partners and organizations are going to say, hey, I want to step up and I want to own X or Y or Z, right? And I think that we built Rally intentionally to be a big tent, open door, so that people who want to step up and say, hey, I want to own, you know, XYZ piece of this conference, well, let's do that. And then they activate the ecosystems, right? And I think that's, if everybody has a piece of the pie, a piece of the puzzle, that's how we get this cascade effect. In year one, we're already global, right?
Right.
And so I think we're going to have 10, 12 countries there. You know, let's go for 30 countries next year. And we do that by, and I don't want to go over my skis and use some company name. Let's just say there's some of the big tech companies are sending people. They're like, hey, we've heard about this thing.
Right.
We want to come this year, get a lay of the land and see how we can play a big role next year. And so I think it's just going to cascade on itself. So that's what I'm most excited about is year one, let's get it under our belt and people see what kind of takeaway value they get. And then in year two, we'll have more people at the table who want to help to take those next steps to at least 100,000 in year 10.
Oh, I know I've said thanks once. I'm going to say thanks again, Toe. If you had a big, bold vision, you're executing on it. Indiana will be better because of Rally, and it would not have happened without you.
Well, thank you. But it takes a village, as they say. And I believe wholeheartedly that innovation will be the innovation capital of the world.
I agree. Now, the event runs through Thursday.
Yes.
Can people still get tickets?
Yes. Yeah. So you can get them today. You can get them tomorrow, Wednesday or Thursday. So we'll have tickets all the way up until Magic Johnson drops the mic.
Okay.
So yeah, each day people can still get tickets.
Rallyinnovation.com.
Rallyinnovation.com. Rallyinnovation.com. And then we will be announcing on Thursday next year's dates.
Okay.
And then immediately when Rally's over, we will open up tickets for the following year.
I love it. Well, we will check in often throughout the event. Look forward to seeing everybody Thursday, 10 o'clock. Corteva, Elanco, S2G, Agrinovis. You are awesome, Tove. Thanks for making time. He's Tove Day, CEO of Elevate Ventures, the mastermind behind Rally Innovation. Tove, just appreciate you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, sir. I'm blessed to be a part of it.
And thank you for tuning into this special edition of Ag Bioscience. You can always get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, you can access our entire library and give us a review. Don't forget, you can always learn more online at agrinovisindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovis team, I'm Mitch Frazier saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovis Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Mitch Frazier. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all Ag Bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovisindiana.com.